Just smile when you wake up and start off the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now, come on, boys and girls, and gather around the radios, and let's have some fun with Happy Hank. Say, I hope you're all feeling chipperer and chipperer today so we can all have a lot of fun playing and singing like the birdies in the trees. Hey, you know, I have a dandy song all about the birds, and here's the way it goes. Listen. Birds are just the nicest things. They fly about and flap their wings and build their nests up in the tree and seem to wink and sing to me. They sing in sunshine and in rain, and I enjoy each lovely strain. I wonder if somehow they know I never stop to tell them so. For when the winter comes, they go. Is it because they don't like snow? Or do they spread their wings in flight because I didn't treat them right? Ha ha, yes, sir, boys and girls. This world would be pretty sad and dreary without our bird friends. Say, do you have a birdhouse in your yard? Oh, boy, it's a lot of fun to watch the birds build their nests in the birdhouses or the trees. You'll see the mama bird and the papa bird and all the little birdies as they learn to fly and sing their happy songs. And,
oh, the birdies that sing in the spring and tra-la-la, and the birdies that sing in the tra-la-la-la-la-la, chirp, 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 chirp.
Well, hello there, Squeaky. Say, do you feel like a bird today?
Well, sometimes I wish I had wings like a bird so I could fly up in the air all by myself.
Uh-oh, here comes our dog pal Popcorn. Well, how do you feel today, Popcorn? Well, Popcorn says he feels like a dog. Oh, I see.
What did he say, Happy Hank?
Squeaky, Popcorn says you don't need wings.
Hmm? Why not?
Well, Popcorn says you don't need wings because you're always up in the air anyway.
Well, now, is that so? Well, I'd rather be a bird than a dog.
Now, wait just a minute, boys. Let's not have any arguments. Hey, I think we'd rather be just what we are. How about it, boys and girls? Sure. Hey, what do you got in your hand, Squeaky?
Hmm? I mean, sir? Oh, I've got some pennies and some nickels and some dimes that I saved for our bank day.
Well, say, that's fine, Squeaky. You know, I almost forgot today is bank day. You see, boys and girls, Squeaky is my little pal and helper, and he's our official banker. Now, you get out your banks and all the pennies and nickels and dimes that you've been saving, and later in our program, we'll drop them in the bank. And say, that'll be fun. What's that, Popcorn? Yes, sirree, you bet I have a riddle for today. But first, boys and girls, let's all sing our calendar song. Now, if you don't know the words, you just hum right along with me. Here we go with the calendar song. 60 seconds make a minute. Something sure you can learn in it. 60 minutes make an hour. Work with all your might and power. 24 hours make a day. Time enough for work and play. 7 days a week will make. You will learn if pains you take. 52 weeks make a year. Soon a new one will be here. 12 long months a year will make. Say them now without mistake. 30 days hath gay September, April, June, and cold November. All the rest have 31. February stands alone. 28 is all his share, with 29 in each leap year. That you may the leap year know, divide by 4 and that will show. In each year are seasons 4, you will learn them, I am sure. Spring and summer, then the fall, winter last but best of all. Yes, sirree, that's a fine song, all right.
Well, Happy Hank, you said you had a riddle for us.
That's right, Squeaky. Now, boys and girls, are you ready for a riddle? Well, put on those thinking caps and listen closely. Now, we just sang a song about the calendar and the months of the year. Well, now, here's a riddle about the months of February and March.
Oh, that sounds silly. What kind of a riddle can you make with February and March?
Well, now, you just listen and see. Now, here's the riddle, boys and girls. Can February march? Now, you know how the soldiers march. Well, I want to know if February can march.
Well, I still think it's a silly riddle.
Well, there's a good answer to it. Now, boys and girls, you try to figure out the answer, and then I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. See, it's a stickler, but you'll laugh when you hear the answer. Now, Squeaky, turn on the magic electric eye.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, when you hear that buzz, boys and girls, you know that I'm looking at you right through the radios. Everybody stand up. Hurry up now. Stand up straight. That's the way. All right, now, boys, put up your hands real high. Oh, higher than that. That's high enough. Now, let's see the fronts. Hey, that's pretty good. Just a few dirty smudges that need soap and water. Now, let's see the backs. All right, now, put your hands down. All right, girls, up with your hands. Fronts. Now, the backs. Uh-oh, that little blonde girl looks like she's been playing mud pies. All right, put your hands down. Now, let's see all your faces. Hey, that's fine. All right, turn off the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay. And who are the winners, Happy Hank?
Well, now, boys and girls, it was a mighty close contest today.
Did the girls win?
No, sir. The winners of today's Clean Hands and Face contest are the boys and the girls.
Oh, boy, it's a tie. Well, I'll mark the score.
Well, good. But now remember, if at first you don't succeed, just try again. And now, it's time for Bank Day. You got your banks and your money ready? All right, go ahead, Squeaky.
Now, boys and girls, I'll say one for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four, bank. And when I say bank, you drop your money in the bank. Now, here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four, bank.
Well, say, that was fine, boys and girls. Now, you just keep right on saving your pennies and nickels and dimes so they'll grow into many big dollars. Say, I think it's about time for our slogan song. Be sure you're right before you go ahead, remember? All right, come on now, let's all sing it together. Be sure you're right, then go ahead. That's what Davy Crockett said, and Davy was a famous man, you know. You can be just like him, too, if you will remember to be sure you're right before you go ahead. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters, who were trying to find the hideout of Black Tom the Outlaw, finally were able to contact Rocket back at the S-Bar-S Ranch on the radio in their little red, white, and blue plane, from where it had made a forced landing on the top of Big Bear Ridge close to Ghost Town. Well, they told Rocket to get on a pony and notify the sheriff that they had located Black Tom and his gang and think they had found his hideout. Well, Rocket was talking to them on his walkie-talkie when suddenly he heard someone outside his window. Well, he quit talking and Squeaky and Sputters don't know what has happened. Well, Black Tom knows where their plane is and the boys are afraid he's gone to get an axe to chop it to pieces. As the scene opens today, Squeaky and Sputters in the nighttime are sneaking about the edge of Ghost Town to see what they can see. Listen.
Well, now be careful, Sputters. Don't make any noise, because we don't know who might hear us.
Boy, I wish I could turn on this flashlight and see where we are. I can't see a thing but the outline of the town against the sky.
Oh, no, don't turn on the light, because someone might see it. And if they did, they'd know where we are, and they could slip up on us and capture us in the dark.
No, I'm not going to turn it on. I'm just going to... Hey, I ran into something. It feels like a wall.
Well, I feel it, too. I wonder... Say, Sputters, can you shield your flashlight with your coat and turn it on for just a minute? We've got to find out exactly where we are.
Yeah, I think I can. Let's see. Oh, sure I can. Now, I'll turn on the flashlight, and you see where we are and see what you can see.
Okay, let her go.
Now, there it is. Can you see anything?
Oh, boy, I say I can. We're at the back of some kind of a building. And here's a door right over here. Turn your flashlight this way just a little, because I think there's a sign on this door.
Well, now, how's that? What does the sign say?
Sputters, look at this. The sign says Desert Hotel. This is the place we've been looking for. Turn off the light.
Boy, oh, boy, we found the Desert Hotel in Ghost Town. I'll bet that... Hey, listen. I hear footsteps.
And they're coming this way, Sputters. Oh, what are we going to do? Hey, maybe he saw the light from your flashlight.
He's Squeaky, look. This door to the Desert Hotel is unlocked. Come on, jump inside before whoever that is gets here.
Oh, boy, that was a close one. But we're inside the hotel now, and the door is shut.
Hey, listen, those footsteps are right outside the door now. If they stop, that means that whoever that is coming inside. Listen.
No, they're going on. Whoever it was didn't see us. Oh, boy, that was a close shave, all right.
Yeah, you said it. Now, come on, let's get out of here and back to our plane so we can be there when the sheriff comes.
Now, wait a minute, Sputters. Since we're here, let's look around a little, because we might find something. I'll bet that...
Hey, what's that? Ghost. Hey, Rocket was right. There's ghosts in this ghost town. Come on, Squeaky, let's get out of here.
No, wait a minute, Sputters. I think I know what that is. We can't go now.
Well, now, say, what was that sound? Sputters wants to go, but Squeaky wants to stay. What are they going to do? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in The Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, say, are you trying to figure out the answer for our riddle, huh? Well, you keep trying, and I'll give you the right answer at the end of our program. But right now, it's birthday time. I'll turn on the magic electric eye. Now, let me see the hands of all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Put them up. Hey, that's wonderful. Look at those big birthday smiles. Boy, oh boy, it's a lot of fun to have birthdays, isn't it? All right, put your hands down. Now, we'll all make our birthday wishes and blow out the candles on our big birthday cake. Now, you make your wish when I make mine. I wish that... I've got mine. Now, take a big breath. One, two, three, blow. Well, just look at that. Out go all the candles. And that means we're going to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. And that's the way we show them that we really are celebrating their birthday. And everybody is hoping that they just have the happiest birthday they've ever had. Now, I want everybody to sing this birthday song. Open up your mouth and just let the words to the song roll out. Hey, maybe somebody around close to you who has a birthday will hear you. And then won't they feel good? All right, now, everybody sing the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, did you get the answer? Can February march? And the answer is no, but April may. Get it? Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.